On Debt, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough. This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Debt, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, I'd like to have that for free, please.
We don't have anything for free at Sephora.
She has no idea. I know. Watch this.
Hi, I'm Madison Malone Kircher.
And I'm Rachel Hampton, and you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it,
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
Rachel, it's time for some Criss Course.
Oh, God. Criss Course only involves one specific Criss, so I'm assuming that Monsieur Pratt has fucked up once again.
Pratt has entered the chat.
You just had to do it.
I did. It brought me a lot of joy. Why are we talking about Chris Pratt, Rachel?
Because he decided to, I guess, be a wife guy and posted about his wife on Instagram. And in the process, subtweeted his own son?
The caption in question is an ode from Chris Pratt to his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, talking about how lovingly she's looking at him, that she's amazing, how much he loves her, how she's great, and he occasionally opens a jar of pickles. But buried in there is this line, "She's given me an amazing life and a gorgeous, healthy daughter." And that's where the problems for Chris Pratt, well, that's not true. That is where this week's problems for Chris Pratt begin.
I was like, Madison, the Criss Course goes back years, decades even.
I fixed it.
Yeah.
I Criss Course corrected.
Okay, so the reason everyone got mad at this, which I actually didn't know. I was kind of like, this reads to me as a fairly standard post from someone who goes to a Hillsong church. But the thing is, Pratt's 9-year-old son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris, was born prematurely and underwent several surgeries, like spent, I think, a long time in the NICU, which the kind of language of thank you for my healthy daughter just feels gross, I guess is the way to do it. That's how I feel now knowing this.
It feels accidental. It really does. Like, I think the man was dumb here.
Yes. I'm willing to leave room for him being dumb because I'm going to be honest, I look at his face and I think that's not a man who's very smart. But it's just like, I don't know, when you have a child who has went through a lot, like I feel like you should be kind of overly corrective about things like that, you know? So it's like even just the accident of it all just makes me feel like, yeah, Chris.
Chris did not feel great about the internet collective having Rachel's response. Frankly, it was a little bit more aggressive than just, Chris. he posted on his Instagram stories that he went to bed very upset and depressed and woke up feeling crappy. So crappy, he didn't even want to work out. So that's how you know.
But you know how he just picked himself right up? You know what? I can actually only let him explain how he picked himself back up because boy, howdy, is it something?
I didn't want to work out. I didn't want to. I knew though that if I put on my Christian music playlist and I got out in the woods and ran that I'd feel better, but I just didn't want to. And I did it anyways, and gosh, was I right. It felt amazing. I got out in the woods, got my blood pumping. And God is like, who sat down there right now?
The thing about this entire discourse that has kind of captured my attention is how surprised a lot of people were by the language of his post, the visual language of his post, which we didn't describe the first post. But Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are sitting on a couch together, and she's just like looking at him adoringly. Like he is clearly the focal point of this entire thing, but it's theoretically a post devoted to her. And the way people kind of caught on to this and were like, what is wrong with this man was fascinating to me as somebody who spent a large section of their life in Texas, and specifically suburban evangelical Texas, because this all just felt deeply familiar to me.
Another topic for another day. I'll say, look, he had me right up until he disclosed his music choice, because if I'm having a crappy day and I'm going into the woods for a run and I gotta listen to worship music, I'm putting on Reliant K. No questions asked.
No, Flyleaf, what are you talking about?
Be My Escape can fix any funk. After the break, Rachel and Madison discuss their various religious traumas. No, we're kidding.
No, actually. On the show today, we'll be doing something that's just as interesting as getting into our religious traumas. We're going to be reading the terms of service for our latest purchases.
This agreement governs due to the use of Apple services, e.g., and where available, App Store, Apple Arcade, Apple Books, Apple Fitness Plus, Apple Music, Apple News Plus, Apple One, Apple Podcast Subscriptions, Apple TV Plus, Apple TV Channels, Game Center, iTunes, through which you can buy, license, rent, or subscribe content, apps defined below, and other.
Madison. I don't think I realized how long the terms of service were.
Obviously, we're not going to spend this episode reading terms of service, but we are going to talk about a TikTok trend that was started by someone who really does like to read the terms of service. A recent TikTok trend involving a lawyer named Erica who loves fine print, and she loves sharing quote-unquote life hacks that she has discovered within the fine print to help you get everything from a better voucher if an airline bumps you from your flight to a free replacement pair of Nikes.
And because everyone loves both free things and scamming corporations out of free things, Erica has since inspired others to share fine print hacks that they've quote-unquote discovered, though the actual veracity of these fine print hacks is up for debate. And as tends to happen with TikTok, it's now all become a giant joke.
But before we tell you how to get free refills at Starbucks, that one's actually real, we're going to take a quick break.
In case you missed it, November is National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo. And if you're using any part of this mo to write your no, we'd love to hear about it. Send us a voice memo to icymi@slate.com with the first line of your NaNoWriMo masterpiece, and we may use it in an upcoming episode. Again, that's icymi@slate.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy as is genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
And we're back, having finished reading our own terms of service. That's a lie. We made it through section one, barely.
So, Madison, I must confess, as I'm going along with this, that I actually missed this part of TikTok. I didn't realize that there was a whole side where I could just figure out how to get a free Starbucks drink. I really do actually want to hear that hack. But where did this all begin?
So it all begins with a lawyer named Erica Kullberg, who is at Erica Kullberg on TikTok. And she posted a video on October 27th about how to get money from United Airlines if they lose your bag. And this was the first one I saw.
Hi, my bag is delayed. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. I hope it arrives soon.
She has no idea. I know. Watch. watch this.
I've actually read your terms, and I know that if my bag is delayed, United will reimburse me for any expenses up to $3,500. Fine, we'll pre-approve you to spend $100 that we'll pay you back for.
In this video, Erica is playing both a person who had their bag lost and an airline employee who's handling the issue, with her explaining to the airline employee that she actually knows what's up and United owes her some cash for her troubles.
$500. Who taught you this? Erica did. She's a lawyer and reads the fine print so that I don't have to. That's why I follow her.
I'm sorry. Is all of that true? I know you just explained what's happening in the video, but I was just struck by the fact that someone got $500 to go to Sephora because their bag got lost.
People in the comments seem to be saying that Erica is right and that they've done this with United to decent return.
Noted. What else does she have for me?
Well, the thing about this video is it's been viewed millions of times. It was like a mega viral hit for Erica.
How many millions?
14.9 to be precise.
Oh, wow. United yep. Airlines is about to change their fine print.
And that pales in comparison to her how to get free Nike shoes video, 42.3 million.
How do I get free Nike shoes?
Well, you have to buy Nike shoes and then they have to, you know, rip within 2 years.
Oh, I can do that.
So these hacks become wildly popular because they're real, right?
Yeah, I mean, did I open TikTok just now to follow her? No.
This is a really good growth hack for our internet friend Erica here, who now has 3.8 million followers on TikTok.
Who? So do all of her videos follow this same format where it's just her playing herself and then like a customer service representative?
Most of them, yes. They vary from some are reading fine print. One is just, you know, the old hack that you should insist on a 0.99 carat diamond and not a 1 carat diamond. Fun fact.
That is a fact I did not know.
As happens on TikTok, people start to notice how viral these videos are going. And TikTok is a plug and play platform, right? You see something working, you think, huh, how can I insert myself into that format? So what we get are copycats.
Are all of them, like Erica, because she's a lawyer, I feel like there's buy-in to what she's saying because she's trained to read fine print. But the plug and play formula of TikTok feels like this format should not be attempted by amateurs.
That is where we're going. I will say, I did not read the fine print on Erica to confirm that she is actually a lawyer. So,
oh my God.
I'm inclined to trust her, but maybe that's just because she sounds so confident and self-assured.
I mean, honestly, yeah, if someone on the internet tells me they're a lawyer, I genuinely believe them, which maybe I should reconsider.
Here's a copycat from a man who gives, again, an actually real tip about how to get free Starbucks.
Hi, I finished drinking my coffee. Can I get a free refill? We don't do free refills on the pumpkin latte that you purchased. He doesn't know I know about this. Watch this. I'm talking about getting a free refill of iced coffee. I've read the fine print on your website and it states this. I can get free refills of your hot coffee, ice brew, cold brew, and tea. And I get the free refill regardless of the original beverage that I purchased.
Hold a motherfucking second.
Right?
How did you learn this? I follow Sam Jarman. He teaches me everything about money.
A thing to note, and you can hear it when you listen to his TikTok, part of the bit is you have to break the fourth wall and turn to camera and do the whisper, they don't know I know this.
I was going to ask about that. I was like, I'm sensing a theme here. I'm also sensing the plug at the end for themselves, which again, you're describing this as a phenomenal engagement hack. And it really is. It's the self-promo within the very thing that people are sharing.
Totally. Especially if, as in the case of United Airlines losing your bag or asking for a refill on Starbucks cold brew, it turns out that the advice you're being given is in fact true.
Yeah, this is giving me like one of the many life hacks on the internet that actually work that I'm fully forgetting about, but I'm sure exists. But from a consumer perspective, and we've all been fucked over by so many companies, that the thought of just being able to go on TikTok and find people telling me how to fuck over companies is intoxicating.
It's like a short form version of the friend who's good at like haggling with your cable provider. I am that friend in my friend group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have that friend in my friend group, except now I just realized that I do. Madison, I will be contacting you after this podcast.
Talk to me about your ISP rates. But what all these trips demonstrate is that we as consumers have a lot more power than we think we do, but the companies have tried to hide it away so we don't, you know, take them for a ride that they offered us, but still don't want us to take.
Yeah, this reminds me of how Sephora recently changed their exchange policy because too many people were taking it for a free ride, and you can no longer just return an empty tub of the expensive lotion that you use and say, actually, I didn't like it. Can I get a refund?
Well, per the terms of service, I think that was fraud. But it's funny. Erica has a hack involving Lululemon, which I actually tried myself.
Wait, sorry, Madison. I think I'm sorry. It's Lululemon?
Lululemon.
Lululemon?
I will not be saying that.
But so did Lululemon, did they give you your... What happened? Tell me the story.
So the company, I will not say the name of again, infamously has a, you know, we stand behind our product, it should last you forever, if it doesn't, bring it back sort of policy. And I have a pair of leggings. I was at the gym the other day, they have a pocket on the thigh. And all of a sudden I felt my phone slipping down thigh until it slid out my ankle hole while I was running on a treadmill because the pocket had come unglued.
I'm just imagining your phone just shooting off the treadmill that you're
running
on.
That was what happened. It was embarrassing.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Right. And the worst part is I keep forgetting, so I would like wear the pants again. And this has happened several times because I'm not bright.
Wow.
In order to get a Lululemon replacement, I went online and to Google around to find a link. And I had to fill out a form with customer service, and I had to send them a bunch of photos, and I sent that away. And about a week later, they needed some more photos, and I sent my follow-up photo diligently, and nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So you're telling me, so where this hack came from, Erica?
Yeah, I got the hack from Erica.
And you're telling me that the hack, in fact, did not work, or has not worked yet?
Yeah, I think the bureaucracy involved in the hack is slowing down it working.
Yes. This reminds me of why I never return anything. It's just too much work.
I know. It's become a personal challenge, though, at this point. And mm-hmm. It's not like these pants are not that old, but I have worn them enough that it doesn't feel insane to me that they've, like, lived their natural life.
Yeah, but if you're going to have a lifetime guarantee, then it's got to last me a lifetime. So I guess what I'm getting from this is that these tips and hacks are framed as an easy way to make money or to get your thing replaced or to get one over on a company. But your Lululemon story is demonstrating that it in fact seems somewhat arduous.
After the break, we'll be back to discuss why these hacks are not just a hassle for me, the person desperately trying to return some leggings, but also the person on the other end of the line who's hearing me complain about my leggings. And of course, the inevitable funny turn that this particular TikTok trend has taken.
Where to Be a Woman is the podcast celebrating the best of women's well-being. I'm Sophia Smith-Gaylor.
And I'm Saatchi Kaul.
And we're on a quest to find out where in the world women are living their best lives.
We're hearing from some incredible women about what their countries are getting right.
And picking the best bits for our female fantasy land. Because you can't build it if you can't imagine it first. Where to Be a Woman from the BBC World Service.
Listen now wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love. Books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi! Thank you so much for listening to ICYMI. We're really glad to have you here. If you're enjoying the show and you want to hear more without ads, consider subscribing to Slate Plus. It's $1 for the first month, and you'll get no ads on any Slate podcast. So that's ICYMI, but also Slow Burn and Political Gab Fest, Culture Gab Fest, Mom and Dad Are Fighting, The Waves, I could go on and on. All that good stuff, no ads. You also get unlimited reading on the Slate website, access to every article and advice column on Slate, and you'll never hit the paywall. It also means you're supporting our podcast. This show would not be possible without your support. Slate Plus helps keep ICYMI going. So if you want to hear me continue to torture Rachel with puns in perpetuity, consider joining Slate Plus. That's slate.com/ICYMI+.
All right, we are back. And from what you said before the break, feels like we're about to get into the everything on the internet is not as it seems part of the episode.
That's correct. To start, here's a TikTok that came across my For You page that references Erica's original works.
Hello, you just switched my flight and I'd like to be upgraded to first class. Oh, I'm so sorry. We actually don't do that. Shh, they don't know I know this hack. So I follow Erica on TikTok and she told me that you do that. So I can just get that.
No offense, Rachel. I now, knowing what you've told me, think that's what you sound like when you call Time Warner or Spectrum or whatever.
Madison, what's wild is I was literally about to say this is exactly how I would implement one of these hacks, which is like me just being like, well, actually, I heard on the internet that you do that. Like, I literally... Impeccable work.
Here's another parody.
Hello, you just switched my flight and I would like to be upgraded to first class. We don't do that. She doesn't know that I follow Erica on TikTok. I have a bomb.
Wait.
This TikTok employs one of my favorite TikTok editing tactics, internet video editing tactics, is where you cut right before the joke, but you know what's coming.
Yep. I was like, wait, that was so fast, I almost missed it.
And here's my personal favorite, which has made me think we should go to the Cheesecake Factory and try this out.
Cheesecake Factory does not want you to know this hack. Hi, I saw that you charged me for all the food that I ordered tonight. Yes, you have to pay for that. Actually, they don't know I know this. I have a gun in my pocket.
Yeah. I think we should go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Is there even a Cheesecake Factory in New York?
There's one in Queens somewhere.
Oh my God. Queens? No. See, if I'm going to Queens for a chain, I'm going to fucking Chili's, not Cheesecake Factory. Because those chicken crispers, the Southwest egg rolls, bitch.
There is actually a more nefarious side to all of this, though, that we should talk
man.
About. It does not involve firearms.
I was really hoping that was the end of it. I was like, wow, what a fun little turn.
There is one group of people for whom these hacks absolutely suck, and that's the service employees who are faced with handling your complaint / request / well, actually, I was told by AppleCare sort of inquisitions.
Yeah. I really feel like part of my hesitation with returning things is pure laziness, but the other part of it is that I truly just don't want to make someone's life harder, and I'm like, I'll just keep this thing from Shein that I shouldn't have ordered in the first place. It's my fault.
Totally. I was reading the comments in some of Erica's videos, and the Nike one in particular, there were some employees or former employees in the comments saying, yes, this is totally legit, but please, please, please do it online. Don't come into the store and make a salesperson on the floor try and deal with this. They probably won't know about it. It won't be in their power to change it for you.
Yeah, I feel like going through the route of sending it to some random corporate email is perhaps the best one. Otherwise, you're going to be that person in the store who's just like, yeah, I was told by AppleCare. And no one likes that person.
No one likes that person. Though I am not that person, but I am sitting at home having sent many emails to Lululemon at lululemon.com. And I still have pants with holes in them.
Lululemon. Mm-hmm.
There was a really good bit going on in the comments of that Starbucks video about how employees were saying, can confirm, people who come in to do this get taken out back and have their knees broken.
Ooh.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat somebody in the service industry.
Oh, 100%. You know, as much as I love to not talk about my dating life, that is something that I immediately look for on a date is how you treat a service worker. I'm just like, I've been on many dates where like the service maybe wasn't great, but I'm just like, I'm a tip 20% no matter what. And people have been like, maybe you shouldn't. And I'm like, maybe you should fuck off.
I guess what we're saying is if you're going to take advantage of these hacks, do so with respect and care. And of course, credit to your friend, Erica.
Service employees everywhere are their number one enemy is now Erica.
These people are all surely overworked at this point and do not need your Veruca Salt, I want it, daddy, buy me a golden goose energy when they're just trying to get through their day. So go get your free cup of iced coffee from Starbucks, but tip twice.
Perhaps tip thrice. And as always, read the terms of service.
Do not listen to ICYMI. If you are allergic to ICYMI, listening to ICYMI may produce the following symptoms.
All right, that is the show. We'll be back in your feed on Saturday, so definitely subscribe. It's still free. That still hasn't changed. And it's the best way to never miss an episode. Please continue to spread the word, evangelize the gospel of ICYMI. We love when y'all tag us in recommendation lists. It really warms my heart. You can follow us on Twitter at ICYMI_pod, which is also where you can DM us your questions like, is this hack for real? And you can also always drop us a note at ICYMI@slate.com. Who knows? We might have you on the show.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader. Our supervising producer is Derek John. Forrest Wickman and Allegra Frank are our editors, and Alicia Montgomery is executive producer of Slate Podcasts. See you online.
Or at Starbucks. Really, just slipping through my fingers all the time.
Slipping through my pant holes all the time. Each time I think I'm close to running.
Wow. Keep it going.